corpse pile. This is an all-ages show. Bring your child to corpse pile and vomit forth. You'll only need $60.50 to get your two-year-old into corpse pile show with dying fetus. Bring your dying fetus, too. That's at 4 p.m. Oh, it's, you know, they get, you know, time to go to school the next day. And there is a pit warning on that one.
And there are no ins and outs.
No ins and outs for small Timmy. No mercy, no ins and outs.
Do we want to keep going or save the rest for later?
Let's we want to keep going? What do you think?
You know what? Why not?
Why not? All right, who's got Friday? All right.
Friday, 924 Gilman Street has subhumans, scene killers.
Oh, it's the Bob Fest again.
It's a continuation of the Bob Fest. Enemies, tension span, all ages, $30. I thought it said Spana. Sorry.
Spana. Slash A. How do I say that?
931 Treat Street in San Francisco has Mad Bark, Natural Curves, Gintong Era, Emblem, and Skulls Avenue for $7.
That's cheap.
That is cheap.
That's cheaper, yeah.
Bottom of the Hill has some tribute bands. Gacy DC.
Yeah!
Woo.
Destroyer and the Sheegees.
That sounds amazing.
Eli's in Oakland has Our Fathers, Present, and Dark Satellite.
Ooh.
Great American Music Hall has the Misfit Cabaret.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, which is a burlesque review thing. 18 and over for that one. The Ivy Room in Albany has Personal Spaceman, Super Greens, Vince Charming Band. 21 and over, let's say $18.
Let's round it up.
The Kilowatt has Castle, Lowcaster, and Winterwind for $12.
Hey, Lowcaster are friends of the show.
Ooh.
Okay.
And we ran into lead singer of that band and at the Napalm Death show. And he invited us, and I'm going to play. But Maldoror will
be
there.
So busy. We're such busy ladies.
I might show up after. Maldoror is going.
Nice. Makeout Room has Daystar and Heat at 7 p.m. for $20 at the door. And Tamarack in Oakland has Torture Hammer and Darkness Ever in Here, all ages for $10.
Sweet.
All right, Saturday. This is a big boy. 924 Gilman Street in Berkeley has Captive State, Angry Aztecs, Great Other, Color of Death. That's $15. It's 7 to 11, and it's a pit warning.
Oh, okay.
And of course, all ages. Bottom of the Hill has Pansy Division. They're doing
1,000 show.
They're doing their 1,000 show. Ben Rage and the Drinks. And that is 21 and over, 25 ahead of time, $30 at the door. And that starts doors at 8, shows at 9. The First Church of the Buzzard in Oakland has Shizzy Minnelli, Anoik. Enioko, Ansible, Hacksaw, George Costanza, Jew Driver of the Adversary, and Eric Kaur. And it's $25, starts at 5, and it's part of Bobfest. Great American Music Hall has the Misfit Cabaret once again. That is 18 and over, and either $55 or $30.
I guess. I love that.
Independent SF has Emo Night. That's 21 and over, and again, $29.33. I'm betting that's like $30.
If it's true for anyone, it'd be true for them, I bet.
Yeah. Ivy Room in Albany has DJ William Band and Collectivity. That is, we'll say $23.
Yeah, round that shit up.
Kilowatt has Glowing Brain, Owl, Grave Dodger, and Hardvark.
Hardvark.
21 and over, $20. That's 8 p.m. Kilowatt also has an early show that night with Surplus 1980, Origami Ghosts, Indica in decay. Oh dear.
That's the knockout, by the way.
Excuse me. The knockout. It is an early show.
Cool.
I'm glad you're paying attention. That's 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. and it's $10, 21 and over. Rickshaw Stop has Flippy Floppy, a tribute band, Sweet Thing, I bet also tribute band, and DJ Miki Magnetic.
Hmm.
And that is $15 at the door, shows at 9. Taxi SF.
I don't know where that is, but...
I have no idea.
But I love the...
contact bags for address. It's the Unipero Swing.
Now I really want to go. For $5?
$5.
You can bring your children. It's an all-ages show.
The Parkside in San Francisco has Hemmed Up Hellas, Year 001, and Acousticurt. That's 21 and over, $15 at 8 p.m. And the Victory Stables in Oakland, Lear, who are playing the Tenderloin Music Festival.
Neat.
A Suture Kit, Pete Danger, Nug, Split the Fuck Open, and Usurper. And that's $15 at 6 p.m. And there is a pit warning.
Neat. All right. I think I'm up for Sunday. Let's do it. Over at Gilman, we've got Stay Out, Prozac, Color Killer, and Bone Stones. All ages show. Pit warning. At the Kilowatt, we've got Elna, Bad Verl, Pocket Full of Crumbs, and 21 and Over show. And it's free. I'll go to that one. Merchant Saloon in Oakland has Party Force with Sam Shays. She's something. Violent Coercion, 21 and over. It's also free. Oh, and that's a cool place, too. Oakland Secret Gallery, again, we've got Mug Slug, Burnout, Disassociation, Bone, Thistle, Borrow, Arf. All ages show. $10. Pit warning. Oaklandish Store. Lots of Oakland on Sunday. Next Sunday. We've got Death Grave, Dreadful Children, Vaccines, Joe Frank Tribute, Live Punk Rock Karaoke. Oh, nice. Punk Craft Fair Market and Food Trucks. This is part of Bob Fest. This sounds really fun. Over at Stay Gold Deli, we've got Connoisseur, Choking Game, Piss Baptism, and Anuta. All ages show. Over at the Star Club, we've got Levy Thomas, Forest Ray, Country Risque. It's Risk. There's no. I'm going to go. I changed my mind. Country Risque. 21 hour show. And it starts at 6 p.m. And then finally, we mentioned how at Thrill House, bring your instrument for the potluck and the jam fest.
Potluck and jam fest. Everybody bring a bass.
Yay. All right. I think we should listen to some music now, but I would like for us to come back at some point and we can talk about some of the protests taking place around town.
Let's do it.
Yay. Cheap hooch.
Thank you. it took to choose them in, but you didn't seem to see. Pity's sake, double take. I shake you till you are awake. You just lie there while the world's weight crushes me. I got a secret and it's eating me alive. You want me for forever. I think I want a new life. I am emotionally digging to the other side of the world with only a spoon. Make a choice after months and months, and somehow there was a way for me to surgically stay. A sign right through my heart. Flashing neon dawn, fishing, proceed with caution. Do not enter passive care. Not for sale by everywhere. But for getting out of office. Wrong way detour, railroad crossing. Hot price clearance. No passing private property. Horse crossing, buy one, get one. We buy gold, live, new. Ghost, 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 construction, liquidation. Grand reopening. Grand reopening. Grand reopening. Reopening, everything must go.
No weird sounds. All right.
So how much of that last set was bands playing the Tenderloin Music Festival?
Some of it.
Okay.
So Death Valley Girls are not playing at Tenderloin Music Festival, but that is a new song by them, Sisters of the Moon. Suede is definitely not playing at...
can we check?
Tenderloin. I wish. God, Steve would be so happy. New song off of the Record Store Day release, Sci-Fi Lullabies Volume 2 by Suede.
Great.
Which is what we waited in line for at Thrill House. Look Inside is a new song by Pink Breath of Heaven. They will be playing the Tenderloin Music Festival.
All right.
Definitely worth seeing. Friends of the show, etc. And then we heard Sword by Wisp, who is a San Francisco-based musician that debuted at last year's Outside Lands. No word on when she's going to be performing live. She's not going to be at Centerline. We heard Aerial Troubles by Stereolab, one of my favorites, and that's a brand new song by them. And then Mucha Mistrust by Fake Fruit, and they are playing the Tenderloin Music Festival.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, any protests going on?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Okay.
I want to hear.
I'm going to pull it up. It's just that game, everybody. Okay. All right. On Monday, we've got All Out for Mahmoud Khalil. So, that's the guy that was, he was protesting, supporting Palestine, protesting the war. And I think, I should really know more about this. But he was here. He's here legally, but he was still picked up and detained. And
the student from Columbia,
exactly. Yeah. So, so tomorrow at the ICE building, which is 630 Sansom Street here in San Francisco, there's going to be a protest from 3 p.m. on. Let's see what else. An immigration judge in Louisiana ruled that the Trump administration can deport him, but the fight is far from over. And so his lawyers will appeal the case, and they will stay in the streets. That's cool. That's the people that are protesting, that is. So to demand his freedom. So that's really cool. Let's see what else we got. On Tuesday, there's the Tax the Oligarchs Day protest. So it's at noon, so if you want to take a lunch break, let's go protest for lunch. Which, honestly, what the fuck not? You know, I work downtown. That's from 12 to 2 p.m., and this is on Tuesday at the Plaza of San Francisco Philip Burton Federal Building and U.S. Courthouse, which is 450 Golden Gate Avenue. Let's see.
Wear a mask.
Wear a mask, yeah. Okay. So after that, on Thursday, so you get to take a break on Wednesday. Right. And then on Thursday, again at noon, SF State Rally as a part of a Nat Day of Action to defend higher education, stop the attacks. Let's see what this is. National Day of Action for Higher Education. Speak out and flash phone bank at Malcolm X Plaza at noon. What else? March to M Muni at 1 p.m. and rally at Civic Center at 2 p.m. I'm so sorry. I also forgot the Teach Out in the Quad, a student facility and faculty-led session to connect attacks on public education and academic freedom with the targeting of our international undocumented queer and transgender students and discussion solutions. And then after that is the Speak Out and Flash Phone Bank at Malcolm X Plaza at noon, 1 p.m. March to M Muni. That's where they'll take the M to Civic Center Plaza, and then 2 p.m. is a rally at Civic Center. This is complicated. Okay.
Yeah, that seems like if you're not a student at San Francisco State, that's going to be a big challenge. You could maybe join them at Civic Center and just do that.
At 2 p.m. Next Saturday. So a lot of these are happening Saturday. So right now my life is built around I have reoccurring events. My Saturdays at noon. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to work on that. But next Saturday, April 19th, we've got the Tesla protest.
Ooh, my favorite.
I know. No kings, billionaires shouldn't rule America. So Saturday, April 19th, from noon to 2 p.m., the organizer is Indivisible, and this is at the Tesla showroom, the sidewalk out front, which is 999 Van Ness Avenue. Peaceful protest, no violence or destruction of property will be tolerated. That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see what else we got. And then there's one more anti-authoritarian demagoguery, white supremacy, and resistance featuring works by Nick. This is at 6 p.m. So this is Saturday, the 19th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Telematic Media Arts at 323 10th Street in San Francisco. It's an exhibition of political art. Okay, there we go. Registering the advent of Donald Trump's second term as an attempted authoritarian takeover of the country, the show adopts a historical lens on our current crisis by foregoing the long-standing authoritarian tendencies in American politics. Interesting.
And I also wanted to tell you, if you're not familiar with Manny's, that is...
The cafe.
At
16th and Valencia.
At 16th and Valencia. They're having several events that are all on Eventbrite. Doge Explained is Monday, April 14th at 6 p.m.
Tomorrow, 6 p.m. Okay.
And the price, it's $8, and it usually includes a one drink ticket. Mm. On Wednesday, April 16th, so if you're going to be busy the other protest days, you can go to this. At 6 p.m., Protecting Barrier Journalists. And that is also $8. Same idea. This is all in Eventbrite. And then at 7:30 p.m., there's an event that's called Breaking Down the Tariff Turmoil. And that's $15.
And these are all speaker series, which is why, like, yeah, there are fees, and they're held at the this cafe, which has a space in the back for people to join and have these meetups.
Yeah, and then the one I'm really interested in is the climate conversations, rising sea levels, and you, basically. That's for $10. And the state of SFMTA, which is on the April 29th, which should concern everyone who lives here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mammy's is cool. Like, they've got it's a cool cafe. They got food, of course, coffee, drinks, and they're also a political bookstore.
Right. Yeah, I watched the debates at Manny's.
Oh, neat. I got a lavender matcha latte that took about 30 minutes to make.
But was it delicious?
It was fucking delicious. It was also like $12. Because I kept adding shit to it. I might have been a little high. But I'm like, ooh, the lavender syrup sounds amazing. Ooh, hemp seed, blah, blah, blah. That sounds good.
Wait, can you add this too?
Oh my goodness.
I don't really like matcha.
I love that shit.
Really? No, I mean, it's a love and hate thing. Like, yeah. Some people really dig it. I assume they do because they put it in things, but the texture just drives me bananas.
There's a little bit of a bitterness to it, but I also...
I don't mind the bitterness. It's the texture. Oh. Like, the way it feels on my tongue is just like...
The mouthfeel. The mouthfeel is off.
Chalky feel.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah. There's a great matcha ice cream store in Japantown that I love going to as well. When you get your sushi, you walk through the mall, you hit the Daiso, you buy your plastics there, and then you get your matcha ice cream.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I see.
Well, that's what's up this week.
Sounds exciting. Get out there and protest.
I'm going to try to make it to at least one thing. I really like the Manny's one for tomorrow, the Doge Explain, because I have no fucking clue what that is. I mean, I know what it is, but I'm like, what's going on there? Like, Jesus Christ.
That's why I subscribe to Wired.
Oh, cool. But that sounds cool.
All right. Well, shall we get back to some music before the show ends?
Yeah.
All right. Let's
thanks,
do
everyone,
it.
For listening.
G-Pooch.
we're dealing with here is a total lack of respect for the law.
Well, that's it for Cheap Hooch Radio. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Woo, Cheap Hooch.
We got maybe one more song. We're just going to listen to the project.
Yeah.
Yeah.